Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
You know what I'm sick of? I'm sick of fake news, but before I go there, happy Friday to you. How the heck are you? Big weekend coming up. You know, I'm going to be heading out tomorrow morning. Just checked in for my flight, taking Delta up to the great Twin Cities, Minneapolis, St. Paul, heading downtown Minneapolis, going to stay up there Saturday night, hang out with my peeps from AM 1280, The Patriot. Love you guys. The whole crew up there. Got a lot of people I'm going to see. Sunday, provide the monster show to the country from AM 1280, The Booth, at the Minnesota State Fair. What a blast that is. I get to sit there and do the cigar show with the guys for the hour prior to my show and then do 3 hours of radio with you. The guest lineup is huge. We will have the great Alan Gottlieb on. We will have A.W.R. Hawkins. We've got some fun stuff coming up for you in the third hour. We're going to get a live update from Houston, Texas, from the great Bill Cannon, Grilling While Armed. We're going to do a segment of that. We're going to find out how they're faring down there. He's in Richmond, Texas, actually, and they experienced catastrophic flooding a couple years ago. Not even that long ago, about a year, maybe a year and a half ago. Really bad down there, but Texas Barbecue, those guys down there, my good friends there, stayed safe. We're going to get an update from him, talk some guns and some grills and barbecuing and lighten up a little bit, get some self-defense issues in, all kinds of stuff coming up for you. Working on the guest lineup right now. If I'm able to bring in who I want to bring in, there'll be some folks in the seats. We might even mic up a fan or two that shows up. It's wonderful. We can't do the gun on a stick this year. It's been banned. Little kid dropped his little promotional item. We gave out thousands of them over the last couple years. Little kid dropped one. I guess mom picked up the fan, the little gun on a stick thing, and didn't like it, made a complaint, and the PC police came out. No more guns on a stick. All it was a picture of a firearm and the logos of Armed American Radio and USCCA and 1280 AM, The Patriot, on a little stick. You could use it for a fan because it gets hot up there, but I do understand it's going to be like in the early 70s, which will be a really nice change of pace for moi. So I'm looking forward to that. Going to have a great time with you, as we always do, from the Minnesota State Fair on the Monster Cast coming up on Sunday. Back to the fake news. I'm at my wit's end. You listen to me over the last 10 years. You know where I'm coming from. I absolutely hate the mainstream media. And I'm to the point right now, I'm not going to refer to anything in the media as news because none of it is news anymore. Let me give you an example of news. Neil Armstrong stepped on the moon today. That's news. Hurricane Harvey will hit the Galveston coast in Texas at 20:05 tonight. That's news. The storm surge was registered at 8 feet. That's news. Not followed by somebody's opinion on global warming and some goofy carbon thing and a bunch of crap that caused the storm surge to be 8 feet and it was the first time and whatever. That's not news. That's fake news surrounding the real news, which is what the storm surge was. The rest of it's nothing but opinion. Do you follow me here? So when a story makes the headline at the New York Times above the fold, do you ever look and see who wrote the story? You ever heard that person before? What is that person that wrote that story? A news machine? Someone designed to provide news? No, it's a writer and it's an opinion piece that the editors looked at and said, ooh, we like that. Let's put that above the fold. Let's give it the headline. And then they write the headline for it. And it masquerades as news. News delivery is giving you the headlines of what happened. The new Dodge Charger at 850 horsepower will do 217 miles an hour. That's news. That's the headline. That's a fact. Everything else surrounding it is crapola. It's opinion. Well, I think if you put this on it, I think we might be able to get this out of it. That's all opinion. None of it is news. Drudge, just as guilty as the rest of them as of late. Flip on Drudge Report. Today's not a good example of that because you'll see a bunch of stuff. I mean, you go down into it, into the columns, you'll see these incendiary headlines. Stoking stress. It's very difficult to read this stuff anymore and see these headlines on these aggregate news sites because they are written in such a way as to stress you out. Why? Because they want you to click it. There's one of them today on The Blaze. Is The Blaze news? The headline reads, actually yesterday's, but it reads, prominent gun rights group, : we won't defend the presence of firearms at protests. It starts off, one of the largest gun advocacy groups in the nation, the Second Amendment Foundation, said they will not defend the presence of firearms at protests, the Washington Times reported this week. Well, let's just go to the Washington Times. The Washington Times piece says gun rights groups concerned over protesters carrying firearms at rallies. Now, that's a fair headline. The other one, complete garbage. Why? What is it that they said? What did the Second Amendment Foundation, and you know who the Second Amendment Foundation is, right? It's Alan Gottlieb. What did Alan Gottlieb say? He's got a number of quotes out here. Mr. Gottlieb of Second Amendment Foundation said that although he doesn't condone armed protests, he does understand why someone might feel compelled to bring a firearm to a contentious rally for self-defense. In the case of a person legally carrying a firearm to a demonstration but being arrested or disarmed by authorities, he said the Second Amendment Foundation would consider legal involvement. Let's go back over to The Blaze. One of the largest gun advocacy groups in the nation, the Second Amendment Foundation, said they will not defend the presence of firearms at protests. Here's the quote they gave you from Alan Gottlieb. We are not a fan of armed protests and highly discourage that, Alan Gottlieb, founder and executive VP of SAF, told the Times. Firearms serve a purpose, and the purpose is not a mouthpiece. It's to defend yourself. If you are carrying it to make a political point, we're not going to support that. Let me explain to you what that means. How long have you listened to me on this program? 8 years, 9 years, better part of a decade. How many times have I told you, I wish I had a dollar for every time I said to you, you should never carry a firearm for the sole purpose of making a political statement. That's not what carrying a gun is about. I personally discourage that. You should never openly carry a firearm to make a political statement only. That gun is on your hip for self-defense, period. And I have told you many times that I do open carry from time to time, and I will say it again, I believe open carry has a time and a place. Tactically speaking, concealed and carry is the best way to go. No trainer out there will dispute what I just said to you. So they stop right there with Gottlieb. Now, let me tell you a little bit about why I read this, because I spoke to the Second Amendment. Hold on, let me go back down here to the bottom. The final paragraph in the piece, a coming shift on gun rights. If additional gun rights groups, meaning in addition to the Second Amendment Foundation, like the NRA, who wasn't quoted in the piece, and the National Shooting Sports Foundation, who were not quoted in the piece, say they will not defend those who wish to open carry at protests, which you now know to be false from one statement in the Washington Times that this writer decided not to put in there. It is likely that we will see a very rare occasion when gun rights and gun control groups agree on a single gun-related issue. Should both sides agree on this issue, we are likely to see a drastic shift in the gun control, gun rights debate. Really? Said who? Said somebody named, what's her name? Beth Bauman. Do you know who Beth Bauman is? No. So where does she get the information and where does that come? That's coming from her brain. That's what she's telling you. That's not news. That's her opinion. And by the way, it's formed on out-of-context quotes. Because if it were putting... Now, I spoke to the Second Amendment Foundation today. You know, Alan Gottlieb will be here on Sunday's Monster Broadcast from the Fair. And we're going to go into this in greater detail. I can tell you this with 100% certainty, that the quotes that she used here were taken completely out of context. That much I can tell you with 100% certainty. I've spoken to them, to more than one individual at the Second Amendment Foundation. And I will go back to gun rights groups concerned. Again, this is from the Washington Times piece, where Alan Gottlieb, what did he say? If you bring a firearm to a contentious, he says, why, here it is. Mr. Gottlieb of SAF said that although he doesn't condone armed protests, he does understand why someone might feel compelled to bring a firearm to a contentious rally for self-defense. In the case of a person legally carrying a firearm to a demonstration but being arrested or disarmed by authorities, he said the Second Amendment Foundation would consider legal involvement. To do what? To support that person. In support of that person lawfully carrying a firearm. Intentionally left out over at the Blaze. This is fake news. I'm inclined from this point going forward to not refer to this crap and these outlets, I don't care who they are, as news. They are no longer news. They are simply media. Simply media. This kind of garbage has to stop. It has to stop. When you see it, you have to call it out. Understand you're not getting all the facts. Back with analysis with Lee Williams, a real journalist. I'd like to share with you the story of a true American hero today. This is the story of a man named Buddy. Now, Buddy is an Army vet who spent his life defending his country and his fellow man. But when Buddy needed help, the screwed up legal system turned on him and threw him in jail, simply for defending his family. You see, when his daughter's angry ex-boyfriend showed up on Buddy's doorstep with a gang of thugs, he did what any responsibly armed American would do. He protected his family. But when the cops showed up, they arrested him. That's when Buddy called the USCCA, because he knew that his membership gave him exclusive access to a network of pro-Second Amendment attorneys, upfront funding for bail and legal fees, and the peace of mind that someone was on his side. The USCCA got Buddy back to his daughter, wife, and life, and they can do the same for you. Visit armedandresponsible.com to see their world-class training and resources, as well as their invaluable self-defense coverage. As an added bonus, when you activate your membership, you'll get a free entry to win today's gun so you too can be prepared to defend yourself and your loved ones. Again, that's armedandresponsible.com, armedandresponsible.com, armedandresponsible.com.
If you had to use your firearm to protect your loved ones, would you know what to expect in the aftermath? Imagine being thrown into a cop car in front of your family. Could you have said something differently? I've had these fears, and the USCCA has alleviated them with the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. A free guide covering 6 big mistakes that could land you behind bars. For this free guide, visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win 1 of 4 guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number 1of4guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
All right, before I go to Lee Williams, the gun writer. 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 Lee the gun writer Williams. At HT underscore the gun writer. The gun writer. You got that? I got to go back to this headline again. Prominent gun rights group, we won't defend the presence of firearms at protests. That makes it sound like what? The Second Amendment Foundation, through Alan Gottlieb, said they will not defend guns at protests. In no part of the piece that was written is that ever mentioned that they would never defend that. However, when you go to the Washington Times, it clearly states that in the case of a person legally carrying a firearm to a demonstration but being arrested or disarmed by authorities, he said the Second Amendment Foundation would consider legal involvement. What does legal involvement mean? It means they would defend that person. Look, you have got to be smarter than this. This is the whole fake news thing. There is a distinction between opinion and news. The days of news, as you grew up, they're done. They're over. Let's go to Lee, the gun writer, Williams. Lee, jump in here with me and tell me if you think I'm off base here, because I'm tired of this, man. This stuff has to be called out.
Yeah, and I completely agree. We don't do that. I don't do that. We produce real content. What that Blaze piece is a story about a story. And you do a story about a story, it's just lazy journalism. Get your own stories. I suffer from this every now and then. Somebody will take one of our pieces, one of our pieces that we write ourselves, our own story, and then they'll hack it up and rewrite it, and they usually end up making a few mistakes. Although the one that they made about Alan Gottlieb, that's unforgivable. You don't take a quote out of context. You don't change the meaning of what he was trying to say. You're absolutely right that the Washington Times piece is good. It's well written. Everything's in context. You have the full quotes. When you go to the story written about a story, that's when you run into problems. That's where the author throws her opinion into the piece, and that's where we fail. I write two types of stories. One is a straight news story on guns, and two, the other are columns, and columns are clearly my opinion. You don't ever mix the two, brother.
You know, so many great points in there. Let's spend the hour discussing what you just said.
Okay.
I could easily do that. We could really pick it apart for fun. But this infuriates me, just infuriates me, because my head is in this all day long. It's enough to make your head want to pop like a zit. When I get to the bottom of this piece, Lee, a coming shift on gun rights? What?
Where
the hell did that? Says who? This bonehead that wrote, or boneheadess, excuse me, that wrote the column? If additional gun rights groups, like the NRA, who, by the way, let me go right above, the National Rifle Association did not immediately respond to the Blaze's request for comment. If additional gun rights groups like the NRA and the National Shooting Sports Foundation, and you have something to say about the NSSF, we'll get to that in a second, say they will not defend the Second Amendment Foundation, and Alan Gottlieb did not say they wouldn't defend. In fact, in the story about the story she wrote, it clearly says they would legally, that means defend that person. But I guess since the word defend isn't in there, she'd just go ahead and put it in her own piece. They will not defend those who wish to open carry at protest. It is likely that we will see a very rare occasion when gun rights, we're all just going to agree, open carry, oh, there is a loophole, there's an open carry loophole. Look, we're not going to defend that. That's garbage, okay? Should both sides agree on this issue, we are likely to see a drastic shift in the gun control rates. That sounds like the hurricane that's barreling down and monster this hysterical reporting from someone who I'm going to tell you right now don't know her butt from a hole in the ground. Go ahead.
Well, the facts in her opinion paragraph here are, I have to call them into question. First of all, the National Shooting Sports Foundation is a fantastic organization. I am actually a member. I'm a member of their press. I have a press membership of the NSSF.
As do I.
They are the trade association of the firearms industry, and they do obviously a fantastic job at that, putting on SHOT, helping out ranges. As far as I know, they don't jump into defending people who have been arrested for a gun crime. So to say that they're not going to start or stop defending people who wish to open carry at protest, they never have. That's not their job. They, again, are the trade association of the firearms industry, and a fantastic job they do. Just throwing this, tacking this on at the end of this, it's like she's trying to pump up the significance of this story about a story. Oh, look, boy, this is going to be a drastic shift in the gun control debate. Well, no, it really isn't. There won't be. NSSF won't be stopping not defending people, I guess is the best way to put that, because they don't do it. Yeah, it's sad. This is the kind of crap I have to live with on a daily basis when my original content is taken and rewritten and hacked up like this. It's aggravating. What you're going through, brother, I go through on a weekly basis.
Oh, I know. I know you do. We talk about it. Yeah, and look, I'm going to be tough on all of them. I'm tough on all of them. You see this stuff over at Fox. You see it on CNN. You see it more
yep.
so in places like MSNBC and MSDNC and, you know, CNN and that kind of. You expect it over there, okay? You see it on Fox News. And look, you know, for the most part, you expect it over there, too. I can point you to lots of opinion stuff over there, all right? Shepard Smith rolling his eyes and making condescending statements when he's delivering the news is not news. That's his opinion, okay? When you're commenting on something and letting the world know, well, Trump said it's going to be like this, rolls his eyes. Oh, come on, man, come on, okay? The visuals are just as much as what came out of the vocals there. Right? It's the same thing. You expect that. But five people, I've been tough on him. Five people sitting around on a panel telling you what the American people think ain't news. That's five people giving their opinion. Am I missing something? Please educate me if I'm wrong.
No, you're not. And to me, it always strikes you, especially on CNN, when they will have a conservative and a liberal going at it. They're all being paid by CNN. It's like watching some type of professional wrestling. They're all paid by the same company. And no, you are completely right. And I'm really kind of taken by this, too. This is wrong. She shouldn't editorialize in one of these stories anyway. If she's going to write a straight piece on what Alan Gottlieb said, or in this case, didn't say, there should be no opinion in there or no speculation. And brother, this is wild speculation. Should both sides agree on this issue, we are likely to see a drastic shift in the gun control rights debate.
Yeah,
no, we won't.
Right.
And that's just trying to pump up the story for readership and clicks. It's clickbait. It's a clickbait kicker at the end of the story. And it's wrong. And people should call the blaze out on this.
Well, we did. We just did. I got to tell you, I'm not shocked by the fact you see this. I don't care where the outlet is. Let's face it. When you're looking at all the sites, it's all click me, click me, click me, click me, click me, click me, click me. That's what this is all about. I get that. And, you know, that's why people can't stand Breitbart right now, because Breitbart tells it like it is. And, you know, they pick the stories that nobody else wants to talk about, quite frankly. One American News Network. You want to watch real news? Put on One American News Network and watch the girls deliver the news. One story after another. House volcano in Costa Rica erupts. Germany bans left-wing website for inciting violence. Story after story after story. That's the news. They don't pontificate. It's just a news story. We'll be back with Lee, the gun writer, Williams, right after this.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, You can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Hi everybody, Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions, because believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Hey, welcome back to the program. I want to give a big shout out to a big fan of my radio program, a man who's been listening to the program for years. He's been corresponding with me for nearly a decade. His name is Bob Elmore. Bob's a great guy. I had been corresponding with him back and forth over the years by email. And he came down to Tampa and met me at the Gun Rights Policy Conference, along with everybody else that he couldn't wait to see. And it was fun to meet him. And he had some hearing problems and lost his hearing for about 6 months and is now getting it back because of the magic of technology. And he wrote me to tell me what was going on. And I just wanted to let him know, Bob, you know, we're thinking about you, man, and congratulations, and keep working on that. Can't wait till till you're fully recovered. Really, really great story. Really great story. And I'm looking forward to going shooting with you. You've asked me to go to one of your gun clubs up in North Georgia, and I'm looking forward to going. When we can put the schedule together, we'll do it. So a big shout-out to you, my friend. A big shout-out to you. Hey, listen, I want to share the story
of A True American Hero with you today. This is the story of a man named Buddy. Now, I've been reading this to you. I'm going to continue to do it. But Buddy is an Army vet who spent his life defending his country and his fellow man. But when Buddy needed help, the screwed-up legal system, and it is screwed up, the screwed-up legal system turned on him and threw him in jail simply for defending his family, his daughter in particular. You see, when his daughter's angry ex-boyfriend showed up at their doorstep with a gang of thugs, he did what any responsibly armed American would do. He protected his family on his own property. But when the cops showed up, they arrested him. Go figure. That's when Buddy called the USCCA, because he knew that his membership gave him exclusive access to a network of pro-Second Amendment attorneys, upfront funding for bail and legal fees, and the peace of mind that someone was on his side. The USCCA got Buddy back to his daughter, his wife, and his life, and they can do the same for you. Visit armedandresponsible.com to see the world-class training of the USCCA and all of the resources, as well as their invaluable self-defense coverage. I have it. You should have it, too. As an added bonus, when you activate your membership, you'll get a free entry to win today's gun so you too can be prepared to defend yourself and your loved ones. Again, that's armedandresponsible.com, armedandresponsible.com. And if you click on the page, there's a really cool picture of me in a sport coat. You don't get to see that often. Go check it out. Armedandresponsible.com. Lee, let's go back to you. How you doing, brother?
Long week. Long but a good week.
It's been a weird week, hasn't it? You felt that too, didn't it? It was a strange week. Why did you feel it was such a strange week? In what way?
A lot of issues coming out on a national level, a lot of issues taking place here in Florida regarding guns.
All right, well, the issues that take place in Florida, that's why, you know, we concentrate a lot on Florida and Arizona. There are a few states we look at and work on. Lately, Washington State, we always talk about Florida. Gun owners, it doesn't matter what state you live in. What happens in Florida and the states I'm about to mention matter to you. Because what happens in these states, what germinates here, winds up pollinating your area. Florida, Arizona, California, and in this case now, Washington State. I would not normally have put Washington State up there, but that atrocious, tortured Washington State Supreme Court decision upholding the city's gun tax when they flat out called it what it was, an infringement on the right to bear arms. They knew they were taxing guns for the specific purpose of gun control. The council members said it. The Washington State Supreme Court alluded to it in their opinion, but said, oh, that's okay. We're going to let it go anyway because their intentions were good. It was a tortured, horrible decision. So we have to throw Washington in there now because there are now rumblings around the country. Other municipalities want to start doing the same thing. So we really have to keep our eye on that. But those four states are important. Lee, let's start with Florida first. You've got some stuff going on down there that will no doubt have an impact elsewhere. What is it? What caught your eye this week?
Number one, we have a candidate for governor. He's the commissioner of the Florida Department of Agriculture and Consumer Affairs, Adam Putnam, a longtime politician, started in his early 20s, running for governor, trying to be very pro-gun, trying to at least saying he's very gun-friendly, and I hope and I assume he is. Well, one of our state organizations, Florida Carry, brought to his attention some serious problems we're having with our CCW permits, the Concealed Weapons and Firearms License, extremely popular here. And they sent him a certified letter outlining these problems, which included indefinite delays and if your application was rejected, you'd get to a hearing officer. And some of the hearing officers weren't even following the law. So they brought him, with good intentions, brought these problems to Commissioner Putnam's attention. And he ignored the letter until I published a story about it yesterday. It prompted a response from not him, but one of his staffers, the director of the Division of Licensing, which falls under Ag and Consumer Affairs. And like I said in the story, it's pretty much a big fat nothing burger of a response. Didn't address the issues or the serious problems affecting our CWFL program. So we're pushing back. And after the disastrous year we had in the legislature last year, where we got nothing through basically but a couple bills, Florida gun owners are kind of upset. We're not going to be taken for granted anymore. And we're really questioning the decisions of our politicians, regardless of their party. One of my readers sent in a letter to Commissioner Putnam asking him what his position was on constitutional carry. Didn't even get a response. Sent a follow-up letter. That, too, was ignored. So we're pushing back. We are asserting ourselves more this time. We're not going to be the useful fools that we have been down here, only valuable during primary and then kind of forgotten about during the rest of the session.
couple things about Putnam. I know Putnam well, going back to the days, or know of Putnam well. I was living in Florida when he broke on the political scene in Lakeland, Florida, if I'm not mistaken, when he was 23 years old. He came out of Polk County, right?
Yep.
Okay, he came out of Polk County as a politician. He ran as a local state representative, if I'm not mistaken.
I believe
somewhere
you're correct.
In Polk County. He was 23 years old. Everybody, you know, he was the redheaded kid. Everybody said, look at this kid. And he billed himself then as, I'm not the politician. I'm only 23 years old. Adam Putnam's now how old?
Yeah, he's been a politician for decades.
Okay. Adam Putnam, I'm going to go ahead and date myself, right? But Adam Putnam is now a couple decades at least older than he was back then. And he has been nothing but a politician ever since. And I want to point out, we're talking about, he's the commissioner of agriculture. In Florida, it is the agriculture division that handles the licensing for concealed carry. It was recently shifted over from where? Not recently, it's been a few years, but from where?
Yeah, it falls under Consumer Affairs. The division of licensing is part of Consumer Affairs, which is under his purview.
Okay, but it didn't used to be under agriculture. It was under something else a few years ago, and they shifted it over to ag to streamline the licensing. And so regardless, it falls under his command right now. Let me say this about Adam Putnam. You could do a lot worse than Adam Putnam, no doubt about that, especially what we saw with some of these supposed Republicans down in southeast Florida in Dade, two of them in particular, who single-handedly stalled Florida's movement when it comes to gun rights over the last two legislative sessions. Having said that, it's disturbing to see that he's not moving. Here's why. Because other states watch Florida. They take their cues from Florida. So if you live in Iowa, if you live in Nebraska, if you live in Minnesota, if you live in Nevada, I can promise you it's being watched. What happens there is being watched. It's also being watched by Bloomberg, and there's a lot of money flowing in. So Florida and Arizona are the two cherry-picked states that Bloomberg wants to get his mitts on. And if he sees an opportunity in Florida that a politician is slowing up, he's going to try to seize that opportunity. So pay very careful attention to what we're talking about here. This stuff has long-term ramifications to where whatever state you happen to be in. That is a fair general assessment, correctly?
Absolutely fair. We are the bellwether of states. I'd say us, like you said, us in Arizona when it comes to gun rights. We're looked at by the rest of the 48. Even though we have some serious problems here, too, we still cannot open carry. We still obviously don't have constitutional carry, which is my dream and the dream of most of my readers.
Oh, you mean you don't have, Florida doesn't participate in the open carry loophole?
the
gun grabbers and freedom haters, right? It doesn't apply to you? Yeah, you're one of the five states in the country that doesn't have some form of open carry. Open carry has basically been the law of the land in the United States since the United States became a country. But I digress. Let me go over here to the Trace quickly before we take a break. The email is titled, "What Does the Summer of Hate Mean for the Gun Debate?" My God, is there no shame here at all from these folks? Is there no shame at all? And I'm going to go back to prominent gun rights groups. Take a listen to what John Feinblatt, who is the president of Everytown for Gun Safety, he's a Pied Piper of Bloomberg's through what's-her-face, Shannon Watts. He says, and until we close the open carry loophole in our laws, the armed intimidation we saw in Charlottesville will continue. We'll be back with Lee after this.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Folks, you know that the USCCA protects responsible gun owners if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Recently, a USCCA member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and was arrested, even though he never fired a shot. Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say if this happened to you? Visit BeThereProtector.com for the USCCA's free guide, The Six Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. That's BeThereProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, USCCAOnAir.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website USCCAOnAir.com. USCCAOnAir.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting USCCAOnAir.com. Don't miss out.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
I remember the story of Buddy, please. Remember the story of Buddy. It's very important stuff. You don't want to find yourself in that situation. Army vet who spent his life defending his country and his fellow man. And when the chips were down and the system, Buddy find himself a part of the system. The legal system screwed up and it turned on him. Remember that. It can happen to you. All for doing nothing more than defending his family. The man's daughter, her ex-boyfriend, showed up on Buddy's doorstep with a gang of thugs. He did what you would do and any responsibly armed American would do. He protected his family, and when the cops showed up, he's the one that got arrested. It happens all the time. That's when Buddy called the USCCA because he knew that they had his back. His membership gave him exclusive access to a number of pro-Second Amendment attorneys, upfront funding for bail and legal fees, and the peace of mind that someone was on his side. The USCCA got Buddy back to his daughter, his wife, and his life. They can and will do the same thing for you. ArmedandResponsible.com to see the world-class training and resources, as well as the invaluable self-defense coverage. And as an added bonus, when you activate your membership today, now keep in mind, this is going to change next week, so it's important. If you want to be in for the gun, it's got to be done today. There will be a new one next week. But this week right now, the gun, you can get in a free entry to win today's gun, so you too can be prepared to defend yourself and your loved one. Again, that's ArmedandResponsible.com, ArmedandResponsible.com. Lee, let's continue with it being a weird week. It certainly was. We knocked the Florida thing out of it. Was there any other Florida-centric news that can or will apply to the rest of the country before we move on to national topics?
No. We had a pretty good week. We did have a Confederate monument they moved up in Bradenton, which is about 15 miles north of here. And as they were moving it, it fell and split into four pieces.
Yeah, I actually saw that today where the actual statue itself or the obelisk split in half. So what they found out was, woof. Now they're claiming, glad we moved it. Glad we got it out of the way. You've been in danger the whole time. Yeah, no, I'm not buying that. I'm buying that somebody cracked it with one of the machines and split it in half. It was probably done intentionally, but guess what? It gave them plausible deniability. Oh, it was an accident, but boy, did we save you. That's fodder for a whole different show. I did catch that piece today. You never know what you're going to hear about it. It never changes.
It's Florida.
Yeah, well, okay, let's go to national. What got you on the national front as a journalist? What did you see that really took your eye?
Oh, God, there have been so many things. The thing with Mr. Gottlieb, I would say, would lead him. I saw that story up here and then be rewritten, and then people were excerpting that and rewriting their own stories about a story that was written about a story. And I know him. You know, you've introduced us. I've met him. Right. I've interviewed him. Raised my eyebrow. I knew there was a hell of a lot more going on there. I should have called you. That's the big thing for me this week. But yeah, I just missed.
Well, no, you know, stop for let's a moment of true honesty here. I mean, you're a pro gun rights journalist, and you're neck deep in this stuff. You do this stuff every day, and you got caught off guard by a fake piece of news. And it's okay to admit that. I've been caught off guard too. You look at that and go, what?
Yeah.
What?
And then you
forget.
And you're like, no, there's no way. There's
yeah,
no way.
Something's not right. This ain't passing the smell test, brother. Something's not right.
Yeah.
So I picked up the phone and called SAF. Talk to me. And I got, as I said, two statements, more about it from Alan Gottlieb himself on Sunday. But this is how dangerous, and I think you really did. That's why I love having you on as a contributor every week. You just nailed it. And you did it with personal experience. That look, I got caught here. Look, you got to pay attention, ladies and gentlemen. You absolutely must. Pay attention to what you're reading. Don't believe it in today's day and age. This proliferation of 24-hour crap is extremely dangerous. And if you get caught off guard, now, Lee, if you go down, I don't want to dwell on it right now, but if you go down and read some of the comments below the piece, oh, it's incredible. People read it and go, and they'll turn on you, just like that.
Yeah.
They'll do it publicly on a comment board. And these are people that don't have a clue. Quite frankly, good riddance, goodbye. We don't need somebody who isn't capable of thinking but takes their information and forms an opinion from this piece. I'm not so sure I want you on my team, quite frankly, so I don't feel bad about that.
Of news that I found out, we have a manufacturer down here, and of small to medium of ARs, and he's actually increasing his sales. And, you know, you hear all those doom and gloom about the big AR manufacturers. The small and the middle guys, I mean, he's thinking about adding staff. Because that's what people are wanting. They're not wanting the big $3,000-$4,000 ARs. But, you know, something $1,500 that's still a great gun, those things seem to be moving. And ammunition prices seem to be coming down. So I would never, ever say we're in a slump, and especially put a name in front of that slump. But sales are increasing. So that right now for me is good news.
I can't believe what you're telling me. I think that's garbage. I think it's a lie because I saw on the news that gun sales are dropping like a stone. The news, right? That's what I saw on the news. Good heavens, right? Yeah, again, appreciate you bringing that point up. TheGunWriter.com, TheGunWriter.com. I get all of Lee's information, comes to me as notifications because I signed up for them. And talk about a great resource. They pop into my mailbox during, you know, throughout the day, and I love it. You got a column on there, you know, can a gun trust protect your firearms during a divorce? Ooh, yeah, they can.
Yeah, yeah. That one was very well read, written by a gun trust attorney here in Sarasota. So we'll occasionally reach out to a subject matter expert, and she's also written about what they'll do. She was named in the piece and about what to do if when someone becomes a certain age that they're feeling they're no longer safe with a firearm,
which we discussed earlier. You got a piece up here. I got to go with you because it is Friday, and, you know, let's face it, it's the end of the week. A lot of people like to relax, but I'm looking up here, and it says review. Lead Slinger's Bourbon Whiskey. Have you personally reviewed Lead Slinger's Bourbon Whiskey?
Yes, I have. I can tell you it's well done, sir. Very, very well done. As was my hastily assembled team of subject matter experts, they were actually pleased too. It was a good bourbon, and it's a veteran-owned company, kind of affiliated with Black Rifle Coffee, the movie Range 15, all the same guys. And they're also going to start a brewery pretty soon too, where they will have a Lead Slinger's beer. So yeah. Trust me, they've got a rum out that's kind of hard to find. I am a rum snob of some sorts, but the bourbon is really good. Really smooth.
Oh, you know, I can't believe you are putting this stuff out. You know, the whole Guns and Booze thing. I just can't believe you are that irresponsible. I love this. Here's the way your piece starts. There's an M4 on the label along with an eagle and an American flag. An M4! Exclamation point. Make no mistake, this is Second Amendment-friendly bourbon. Pro-gun booze. Oh, I'm not so sure. We need to stop that. There's definitely a pro-gun booze loophole somewhere, Lee, that allows us to talk about this. Somebody's going to write about it at
trouble.
The Trace. Good. I hope so. Man, oh, man. All right, Lee. Fun stuff this week with you. You know, I'm going to be up at the Minnesota State Fair, so we'll be talking with you next week, right?
Excellent. Excellent.
On the program. Did I miss it? It's thegunwriter.com. Is there anywhere else people can find you?
Find everything at thegunwriter.com.
The Gun Writer. I like at the beginning I introed you, The Gun Writer. The Gun
Writer. Yeah, I love that.
Because you see, well, people need to understand, we don't have time to rehash it, but the difference between somebody who writes about this stuff like you and Dave Workman, you know, and A.W.R. Hawkins, for example, and Stephen Gutowski over at the Free Beacon, you guys who this is your beat, man. This is what you cover.
Yeah.
This is where people need to, this is where you're going to get news. You're going to get news. And when it's not news, you're going to know it's opinion because you're going to say it. I mean, this is what we get when we get the truth. So really great stuff, Lee, as usual. And where can people find you at Twitter real quick?
Twitter.com hashtag HT_ the gun writer.
So I did get it right when I shouted it out. Good, because I did that off memory. I just kind of glanced at it in my head. Lee, thank you very much for everything you do. Can't wait to talk to you next week. Can't wait to see you coming up in Dallas at the Gun Rights Policy Conference, the GRPC. And you can meet Lee and everybody else at the GRPC, including Mr. Gottlieb and his family and all of our family at Second Amendment Foundation, U.S. Concealed Carry Association, and many, many others, including John Lott, and too many to mention now, SAF.org, and register for the Gun Rights Policy Conference right there on the page. Until then, remember, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never, ever, ever leave your cave without your club. Never find yourself in a gun-free zone. I'll see you in Minnesota.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Hey, what's up? It's AAR Shanto here. Every day you hear the passion that we have for freedoms here in America. I also have other passions, and every week you can check out what that passion is. I've started a new web series. Yes, believe it or not, with all the other things that I have going on, I went and did it. I started a web series, and I think you're going to like it. If you want to see one of my hobbies, all you got to do is check out irfnews.com. That's irfnews.com.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.